Cindy at Lauch Landscape Supply, and we're excited to celebrate our 5th anniversary with you. October 4th through the 13th is your chance to save big on products like 2.5-gallon Ranger Pro for only $59 a jug, low mulch mix for only $36 a yard, or pavers for your new walkway or patio start at $3.99 a square foot. It's that time of year to prevent the weeds before they start with 50-pound bags of Dimension pre-emergent covering over 10,000 square feet and on sale for only $33.99 a bag. Considering a water feature, we have pond liner pumps and all the accessories to make your water feature come to life. Needing to prep the driveway before the winter rains? Road base starts at $34 a yard. Maybe you're planning a winter garden this year. Our popular Garden Power soil will be on sale for only $51.99 a yard. So come celebrate and save with us at Lauch Landscape Supply, October 4th through the 13th at the intersection of Dersh, Stern Creek, and Airport Road. Check us out online at lauchlandscape.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. For all your construction, landscape supplies, and rental needs, Lauch Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
The following program is pre-recorded.
SAGE 888-971-7243. We've been talking about the response, the FEMA response to Hurricane Helene, and people are outraged. Outrage over the inconsistent statement that Alejandro Mayorkas has given. At one time he said FEMA was prepared, and then recently he said FEMA is about ready to run out of money. And $1 billion, fiscal years 2023 and 2024, have been given to illegal aliens. And I want to remind you of what Kanye West said during a fundraiser 2005 during Hurricane Katrina. He was standing side by side with comedian Mike Myers, and this is what happened.
Water where there was once city streets and thriving neighborhoods.
Oh. I hate the way they portray us in the media. If you see a black family, it says they're looting. See a white family, it says they're looking for food. And you know it's been 5 days because most of the people are black. And even for me to complain about, I would be a hypocrite because I've tried to turn away from the TV because it's too hard to watch. I've even been shopping before even giving a donation. So now I'm calling my business manager right now to see what is the biggest amount I can give. And just to imagine if I was down there, and those are my people down there. So anybody out there that wants to do anything that we can help with the setup, the way America is set up to help the poor, the black people, the less well off as slow as possible. I mean, this is Red Cross is doing everything they can. We already realize a lot of the people that could help are at war right now, fighting another way, and they've given them permission to go down and shoot us.
And subtle, but in even many ways more profoundly devastating, is the lasting damage to the survivors' will to rebuild and remain in the area. The destruction of the spirit of the people of southern Louisiana and Mississippi may end up being the most tragic loss of all.
George Bush doesn't care about black people.
Now, what's the over-under on when somebody says Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't care about white people? Or Joe Biden and Kamala Harris don't care about the black people being affected by Hurricane Helene. I'm waiting. This is a flashback. MSNB Hee-Haw was explaining how a child born in the U.S., even though the parents are illegal, can request FEMA aid for that child's entire family, number 11.
We do have a large agricultural workforce up there. And you did point out some are undocumented. One of the things I always remind people is FEMA has prohibited providing financial assistance directly to undocumented people. But a child born in the U.S. is a U.S. citizen. And we've done this in a lot of storms in Florida where we work with Red Cross and others, Catholic Charities. But if we can find a child that is born in the U.S., then they can register on behalf of their family for FEMA assistance. And those that can't, that's where we go to our volunteer agencies to meet the needs.
So just to recap, Craig, so if mixed status family, so if it's a child born in the U.S. Of undocumented parents, that child can register and do it. And if not, then those people can go to NGOs?
Yes.
That was MSNB Hee Haw admitting that a child of an illegal alien or illegal aliens can apply for and get FEMA aid for their entire family. I've been asked to play this video again of this young lady who happens to be black saying she's absolutely had it. Number 16.
No, at this point, the choice is very clear. So for you Democratic shields out there that's still trying to defend this administration, it's over. It's over. You've already had an example what it feels like when you are American first, despite if you don't like him. He always put American first. Now you have an example when you're American last. And they only give out, they only give you $750 if there is a natural disaster that happened because they have depleted the FEMA fund of $1.4 billion that was given out to illegal migrants for shelter and food and resources, just like we keep saying. But then they want to jump on the news and mainstream media and tell you that Republicans are lying. They're the ones not passing the bills. They're the one that's holding up funding. No, Department of Homeland Security, the director, all of these people that's in government and in power, they are the ones that work for Biden and Harris. That's who's running this show right now. The natural disaster that happened in these states here, and they do not have no money. How can you get on TV and tell the American citizens, taxpayer citizens, that you don't have no money to give them because you spent it all for illegal migrants? Y'all take a look at this video from Fox News.
Alejandro Mayorkas sounding the alarm on FEMA funding right after the devastation of Hurricane Helene. Listen.
We are meeting the immediate needs with the money that we have. We are expecting another hurricane hitting. We do not have the funds. FEMA does not have the funds to make it through the season.
This all comes as the Biden-Harris administration spent over $1 billion from a FEMA program on services for migrants.
I have to calm down because I'm really extremely pissed. I mean, I can only imagine. Like I said, I live in a hurricane area. I've seen our bridges and our roads filled with water, bayous, everything. It's just that we're in a flat area. But to look to see the devastation, I've never seen anything like that in my life. I mean, entire roads washed away. Same thing with Hurricane Katrina. And then you had Maui, with Hawaii, and what happened there. And in all of these situations, the government does not step up. And now it's at a point where they are telling the American people that they have depleted our funds. It's not like they didn't have the money. They just chose to use it a different way instead of what it was intended to be used for, which is for natural disasters for our country. You know, I said that I was going to write Senator Ted Cruz about this. You know, he's our senator up there, and I'm going to write him. Because they need to dig somewhere and some other types of departments. Go back over there and get the check from Zelensky. You're going to have to go and get that check from Netanyahu. You're going to have to go back over there and get that damn check from Taiwan. Because America ain't got it. If you can't take care of your own American citizens now, then we ain't got it for nobody else. So, yes. These people that these illegal immigrants that's coming here, we ain't got it. Y'all gonna have to go back where y'all came from because we don't have it. If we can't take care of our own home and our own people in our country, then we ain't got it for nobody else. I'm sorry. And that's all I got to say about that. So y'all have a good one.
Next segment, we're going to talk to a former FBI agent turned whistleblower. We're going to return to the Biden-Harris response to Hurricane Helene. Also, we're going to talk about the two different versions that Kamala Harris gave when she said she learned that Joe Biden was not going to run for re-election. And there is a long story in the Daily Mail about Doug Imhoff allegedly striking a girlfriend so hard her head turned around. The girlfriend told several other women. Doesn't mean it truly happened. But I ran that story by a friend of mine and asked her, did it bother her? And she said, he said, she said. I said, does it bother you that he allegedly got his daughter's mistress pregnant? And the mistress apparently got pregnant. Unclear whether she had a child or whether she had a miscarriage. Does that bother? She said, oh, hell yeah, that bothers me. Well, according to Media Research Center, as between ABC, NBC, and CBS, 0 minutes have been spent on either story, on the nanny story or on the story about the girlfriend allegedly being struck by Doug Imhoff, the man who would be first gentleman. And we're going to play you some of the things people have been saying about him on the left. Different guy. Different version. He's not a toxic man. He doesn't have toxic masculinity. He's not a Trump kind of man. But if these stories are true, does that alter your opinion? And is it newsworthy? Put the name Vance instead of Imhoff. Put the name Trump instead of Imhoff. I tell you, they'd be talking about this in Bangladesh. Coming up next, a former FBI agent turned whistleblower about the two-tier judicial system, 888-971 SAGE. I am Larry Elder.
You're listening to The Larry Elder Show.
Life takes a toll on our bodies. No way around it. Whether it's sitting hours on end at your computer or working a physical job, over time your body pays the price. There is, however, an effective way to turn back the clock on pain, Relief Factor. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor helps support your body's response to inflammation. The difference? Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it for good. And it's 100% drug-free. If the pains that come with living a full life are affecting you, do as so many others have. Turn back the clock on pain with Relief Factor. Their 3-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. When you feel good, it's amazing how much more you get out of life. So visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Try it for only $19.95. While we can't stop aging, not yet, we can stop pain. Turn back the clock with Relief Factor.
Hi, this is Eric, the CEO of Ultimate Tax Group. With my 2 decades of experience, I have helped thousands of hardworking American taxpayers like yourself. If you owe back taxes to the IRS or state or have any unfiled tax returns, personal or business, never give up. My team and I want to help you take your freedom back today. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099. Speak with me, Eric, or one of my associates. My team has over 75 years of experience in understanding the tax laws and tax resolution programs. We will dissect your case and map out a successful strategy. You have rights as a taxpayer. We can stop any aggressive actions. We care and fight for our clients. Call Ultimate Tax Group at 888-505-1099, 888-505-1099.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, and this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Gran Habanos Corojo No. 5 with the unusual Shaggy Foot. Offering 2 distinct experiences, Corojo No. 5 comes from Honduras with Nicaraguan, Mexican, and Costa Rican tobaccos, finished off with a spicy Nicaraguan Corojo wrapper leaf for a heavy and rich smoke. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Nationwide and coast to coast, it's the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. My next guest, to quote him, "From the interactions I have, it seems like conservatives either consider the FBI the butt of a cruel joke or an outright threat to American civil liberties. Compared with how that looked 3 years ago, it feels like a complete nosedive in public confidence." He also said that many retired agents are embarrassed to reveal they once worked for the FBI and said, quote, "This is a sea change," end of quote. He is a former FBI agent turned, quote, whistleblower, close quote. Please welcome to the show Kyle Serafin. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing well, Larry. Nice to talk with you.
And Kyle, you and I have met before.
That's right, sir. We did.
He's also the host, by the way, of the Kyle Serafin Show, available via Rumble, Apple, and Spotify. All right, Kyle, so how long were you with the FBI?
So I worked for 6 years paid, and then they claim another full year where I was unpaid on an indefinite suspension, which I had to resign from while they were investigating me for things they made up.
We'll get into that in a second, but talk to me a little bit more about your background. Why did you join the FBI?
Sure. Well, I think like a lot of people that joined the FBI, I had kind of a naive sense of patriotism. I joined when I was 35 years old, which is a lot later than most of my classmates. I was, I think, the second oldest guy that went through my class. So I joined the military before that. I enlisted when I was 27. Again, that's a pretty late time to go in and enlist. So my life is kind of an interesting little journey that didn't really find any kind of focus until I was 26 or 27 when I actually did enlist. But before that, I'd worked at a movie studio, and I had worked in finance, and I had worked as a guy who ran a restaurant, and I worked for a computer company. So I did a couple of things kind of getting onto the path. And I think all that made me more suited to look down the barrel of what the FBI was saying and say, you know, this is not the only job I've ever had, and it won't be the only job I ever have if they ask me to do something that's illegal, immoral, or unethical. And so I was well suited to kind of walk away when I did. And the reason I ended up actually doing whistleblower activity in public, because I actually started in 2017, within a year of being hired, I was doing officially what the FBI considers to be a whistleblower activity, going to my management and saying, I don't think we're allowed to do this. But it didn't really get public until 2021. When I simultaneously said I had a religious accommodation request against the vaccine mandate the Biden administration had, and then secondarily, and almost at the same time, within about 3 weeks of each other, I exposed to what eventually became Jim Jordan's committee that the FBI was looking at parents at school board meetings under using counterterrorism tools that the attorney general explicitly stated that he would not use under oath. So, you know, my allegation was actually the question of whether or not Merrick Garland committed perjury, which has kind of never been really addressed.
My guest is Kyle Serafin, former FBI agent turned whistleblower. So you joined the first full year of the Donald Trump presidency.
That's correct. Yeah, I actually went I officially started in June of 2016. And one of my first official acts of coming out of the academy, I was assigned to the Washington field office. And I was actually one of the people walking around in plain clothes as an FBI agent next to a Secret Service guy and we were trying to make sure that the inauguration of Trump was safe. I attended Biden's as well, so I got to kind of see the way that the the world changed during that time, that 5-6 years.
Were you involved in so-called Crossfire Hurricane, the investigation of Donald Trump allegedly colluding with Russia?
I was not. It actually predated me. But what's interesting is that the fingerprints of people like Peter Strzok, who basically bounced between the Washington field office and the Hoover building, kind of back and forth until he became one of the senior guys, his fingerprints were on case files that I touched. So I actually inherited cases. Some of the first things I did in the Bureau had him as the original supervisor that approved the opening of the cases. And I'll just tell you from looking at him as a guy, like I said, I was 36 by the time I got to the field office. They were garbage cases. They should have never been opened. There was no allegation of wrongdoing. They were opened into American citizens with no criminality involved, which is what the counterintelligence program is all about. And once I realized that the FBI basically did investigations simply to gain information and primarily about Americans, I immediately started complaining about this. It didn't make me last long in that particular, facet of the FBI's work, but it gave me a really ugly look for about 18 months of what they do with things like FISA and FISA 702. And so I've been reporting that to members of Congress as much as I can, because I'm not confident they really understand what those tools do and how invasive they are.
I was going to ask you whether Operation Crossfire Hurricane was bogus from day one. What is your opinion about Barack Obama's role in that?
Yeah, I think Barack Obama seated all of the people that are now currently the upper ranks of the FBI. I think that's pretty clear. There's been an ideological capture that happened at the Bureau. So Crossfire Hurricane, bogus from the beginning, is pretty clear. I think the two reports reveal that. And the thing that's most interesting, because I read the Durham report, which not everybody sat down and paged through, but for a former FBI agent reading it, his assessment was spot on. And the fact is that there's no policy, there's no procedure, there's no guardrails that would have corrected the problems. The problem is that men and women that swore an oath basically agreed to do something that they probably should have known was either illegal, immoral, or certainly unethical, and they shouldn't have been using tools that way. And so a lot of these stop signs that kept popping up, people kept running through it. You mentioned one of the quotations that I put out online. I actually had someone approach me last weekend, so not even a week ago, a retired FBI agent who said exactly what I've reported before. Retired FBI agents are ashamed of the way that the Bureau is behaving, and they've really destroyed the legacy that those people spent their 20 years, 25 years in federal service trying to build.
My guest is Kyle Serafin, former FBI agent. When you say that Crossfire Hurricane was bogus, the shame that some agents feel, does it include going after parents who show up at school board meetings? Does it include the way Joe Biden was treated regarding the documents cases versus the way Donald Trump was treated regarding the documents cases? Does it include the investigation of Donald Trump over allegedly inciting an insurrection? Does it include all those things?
Absolutely. So you've seen this kind of break. I think at some point in time, the FBI tried to become more of an intelligence agency than a law enforcement agency, which is very confusing to people that don't understand the Bureau. They have this image of a G-man who's going to go run down like bank robbers and stuff like that. And that's actually not even considered to be really good work in the Bureau anymore. The people that are getting promoted spend time in the national security realm. So that's counterterrorism and counterintelligence. And so all of those types of people, that cadre of folks that have been promoted up, they're moving the Bureau into an ideological place that it shouldn't be, that it wouldn't be. And so you see folks that have 15, 20 years in, they're absolutely ashamed of the way that the Mar-a-Lago search warrant was handled, that it never should have actually happened. They're completely ashamed of the way that it's gotten involved in politics. And then you see them essentially targeting what the FBI calls domestic violent extremists, which is kind of like everyday people from the 90s in the United States, like people that have very, very common ideas. One of the other things that I exposed was that they were targeting Catholics in Richmond, Virginia. And all of that story, the real kind of bombshell in the story itself was that they were targeting, quote unquote, radical traditionalist Catholics. But they were doing it for things that would basically fit every single conservative that I know of, for their positions on pro-life, for their positions on the border, for their positions on being able to not have like an agenda, LGBTQIA shoved down their throat by the federal government. So all that stuff is pretty mainstream conservative. And the Bureau has just kind of embraced the idea that they can call anybody an extremist. They can categorize them as a threat and use national security tools to go after them instead of having to do what we're used to them doing, which is the sort of criminal investigations.
My guest is Kyle Serafin. Kyle, if you can stick around for one more segment, I have a number of things I want to ask you about. I want to ask you about what Joe Biden said. The number one threat to the homeland is white supremacy. How do you feel about that? There are 38,000 men and women who work for the FBI. To what degree Is there this concern that there is a cancer within the organization? Why aren't there more whistleblowers? Are things better now? And what will happen if Donald Trump becomes president again? All of these questions I'll be putting to Kyle Serafin, former FBI agent turned whistleblower. I'm Larry Elder.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson. And find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Auto Body. You've been in an accident with your vehicle. You call your insurance. The first thing they do is tell you where to go to get an estimate and repairs. Well, tell them where to go and come see us at Coachmaster. They're sending you to their discount repair shop to get the cheapest repair possible. This is not in your best interest. You have the right to choose Coachmaster to do your repairs. All we need is your claim number and we can handle the entire process. At Coachmaster, we don't repair your vehicle for the insurance company. We repair it for you. We use quality parts and products to ensure the highest quality repairs. Your vehicle will be returned to a pre-loss condition. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Coachmaster Collision Repair continues to be the leader in the North State for advanced technology in the collision repair industry. Remember Coachmaster on East Side Road. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Interested in becoming a nurse? The Shasta College Associate Degree Nursing Program invites you October 14th at 5:30 p.m. for our information session where you'll learn about application requirements and the multi-criteria selection process. For the Zoom link and a preview of the information to be reviewed, visit shastacollege.edu.
Join us as we celebrate a milestone in American history, the 249th birthday of the United States Marine Corps. Mark your calendars for November 10th at the Wind River Event Center, where everyone is invited to honor the Marines in style. The celebration kicks off with a march to colors featuring the Jefferson Pipes and Drums as we pay tribute to our oldest and youngest Marines. This unforgettable evening includes a delicious dinner, birthday cake, and dancing. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. That's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. Tickets are just $45, and they're going fast, so secure yours. Visit ShastaMarines.com. Again, that's ShastaMarines.com. Don't miss out on this special event. We can't wait to celebrate with you on November 10th at the Wind River Event Center. See you there.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
Welcome back to the Larry Elder Show.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. The website of my guest is KyleSerafin.com, KyleSerapHIN. He also hosts the Kyle Serafin Show, available via Rumble, Apple, and Spotify. He is a former FBI agent turned whistleblower. Kyle, in a speech before a black college, President Joe Biden said the number one threat to the homeland is white supremacy. What's your reaction to that? I don't know what happened to our guest.
Oh, can you hear me now?
I hear you now. Did you hear my question?
I did indeed, yes. Yeah. Okay. So my answer is pretty straightforward. It's that the demand for white supremacy, particularly by those in the federal government, is far higher than the supply that I've seen. And I was someone who worked on surveillance for 3 years on counterterrorism cases. So we went all over the country. My team came out of Washington, D.C., and we would go look at and watch and theoretically, you know, dig up information on folks who were engaged in white supremacy. The average white supremacist that the FBI is investigating, by my estimation, is someone who's between the ages of like 18 and 24 years old. He's a Caucasian male. He's probably wearing boat shoes and khaki shorts. He's got a polo shirt on, and he's getting a Starbucks latte, and he's probably being racist on Reddit or wherever else the forums are that he's playing on. And that's essentially what we see. What we don't see are people that are trying to be violent or doing anything particularly dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
And I have absolutely no idea why that's not protected by the First Amendment, even though they may be terrible people. They have awful ideas. They're not doing anything illegal. And so I don't agree with Joe Biden.
38,000 men and women serve the FBI. What percentage of them do you think are having the same kind of concerns that you have?
I think the percentage is decreasing. A lot of them are dealing with a real difficult problem, which is that Congress is not going to do anything for the guys like me that came forward. They haven't. We've basically just found ourselves without a paycheck and then had to find a new way to live without having any kind of, you know, there's no severance. There's nothing fair about the process. And I have a friend who was removed, and he finally got reinstated, got 27 months of back pay, and, of course, quit the same day. We've seen another guy, a buddy of mine, Garrett O'Boyle, who has, I think he's at 25 months right now with no pay, and he's holding the line just waiting to be properly adjudicated that what he did was appropriate, that he went to Congress like you're allowed to do under federal law. Mm-hmm. So less and less people are interested in doing this because they see the outcomes, but also they're getting rid of the people that are willing to say no. They're retiring out, and they're bringing in new and younger people who have more and more education, which is to say they've spent more time being indoctrinated by the political left. So we're seeing that agency captured. And you're going to get, I think, something much more dangerous, which is not a nonpartisan FBI, but a decidedly partisan FBI that's going to lay down on one side of the scales.
I want to ask you about what you think will happen in a minute. But first, let's talk about the Hunter Biden investigation. How much special treatment did he get?
A lot. I mean, I think all Americans were able to see it. Their impression is not wrong. When people commit a crime, if it raises itself to the level where it should be investigated, especially when there's a task force, IRS, FBI, et cetera, you know, we see that one way. The thing that's really strange is right about that time when they were supposed to be investigating Hunter Biden and giving him soft treatment, we were also seeing the Bureau, particularly in Washington, D.C., start going after conservatives. And my team was actually tasked to sit out and try to watch people that were engaged in FARA violations. And so for people who don't understand, this is the Foreign Agent Registration Act. It's an old law. But the craziest thing is I actually tried to prosecute people under it. We had some pretty good slam dunk cases that were based on the Chinese threat. And when we brought it to the chief lawyers that prosecute FARA in Washington, D.C., and I mean, I walked over to their offices because I was working out of D.C. We went in there and they just said, look, the way we handle this stuff is we send a sternly written letter. And if they ignore it, 90 days later, we send another one. And if they ignore that, you know, 90 days later, we send a final letter. And that's it. We hope that they will register by us sending some kind of threatening paperwork over. Meanwhile, you've seen conservatives actually prosecuted under this. And so there's been this change, and it seems like if you have a D after your name or you're related to some powerful people on that side of the aisle, then you're not going to experience the same sort of quote-unquote justice that people who are conservative are. So Americans that are conservative are seeing it, and they're not wrong. They're seeing exactly for what it is. It just looks one-sided and phony.
My guest is Kyle Serafin, former FBI agent. This two-tiered judicial system that you're talking about, investigative system that you're talking about, is it primarily a result of Donald Trump, or did it precede Trump?
I think the people may have gotten into place before Trump, but my estimation is that people's mind broke over Donald Trump. I was at the FBI's academy when he was elected, so I remember seeing the returns come in. I was still sitting in a dorm room. I'm a 35-year-old man sitting there with a roommate for the first time, you know, since college. And I remember just laughing because I watched all of the news coverage and everybody just having these meltdowns. And, you know, there were people that were very upset in the academy. A lot of the women that worked there that were in senior positions were truly upset about the outcome. You know, my money actually went to Gary Johnson at the time. I didn't really care one way or another. I just assumed we were going to get a Hillary Clinton. So for me, it was very comical to watch it. And then I just sort of saw that D.C. settled in and just lost their minds, as did people on the left all across the country. And I think they just haven't ever regained their ability to see things for what they were, which was that, you know, They've had leadership in this country in the executive branch for 12 of the last 16. I think anything that America is going through right now can be laid pretty firmly on the Democrats' feet.
Kyle, 30 seconds left in our segment. Thank you, sir, very much for taking the time.
Do you understand the impact this election may have on their retirement savings? In less than 30 days, our entire economy could face a monumental shift that could destroy a huge amount of value many Americans have stored in their 401ks or IRAs. In times like these, the most trusted store of wealth in human history stands out, physical gold and silver. Many Americans have looked to True Gold Republic for help. They specialize in helping those with a 401k, IRA, or other retirement accounts convert their stocks and bonds into physical gold and silver to protect their hard-earned savings. True Gold is offering listeners a free copy of their Election Gold Protection Kit today. To claim yours, call 800-300-GOLD. This information is free and might very well save your comfortable retirement. By acting before the election, you can still make a tax and penalty-free conversion with the help of True Gold's award-winning team. Call 800-300-GOLD. That's 800-300-GOLD. True Gold Republic is not a financial advisor. Consult with your tax advisor before investing. Call 800-300-GOLD.
This is a special alert to all Americans who own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles with an auto warranty about to expire or with no coverage at all. These days, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of the biggest expenses can be your car, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. CarShield is announcing a low-cost month-to-month vehicle protection plan. You could save thousands with one call to CarShield. Call 800-840-1546 now to see if you qualify. This protection plan is at an all-time low. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and more can become a thing of the past. Plus, call 800-840-1546 right now and get free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options. Call 800-840-1546 today and get your car protected before your next repair bill hits. Just call 800-840-1546 to see if your car qualifies. 800-840-1546. That's 800-840-1546. Again, 800-840-1546. Coverage varies by plans. New contracts and exclusions at carshield.com.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Call the Larry Elder Show now at 888-971-SAGE. That's 888-971-7243. Eldorado's Let Larry Know What's On Your Mind.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. Life and age take a toll on our bodies. Whether it's the time you put in at work, sitting at a desk all day, working construction, or your playtime, running, playing sports, aches and pains are a product of living life. Relief Factor is a proven way to turn back the clock on pain and feel better. Relief Factor doesn't simply mask your pain for a short time. Instead, it helps your body eliminate it for good. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor is a daily, 100% drug-free supplement. Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients that support your body's response to inflammation. Over 1 million people have tried Relief Factor, and nearly 70% go on to order it again. Give Relief Factor a try with their 3-week quick start. Only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Try it and see how it can help you turn back the clock on pain. Visit ReliefFactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. Now, the Dominican Republic says it will deport up to 10,000 Haitians a week, citing that they have an excess of immigrants. Last year, the Dominican Republic deported more than 174,000 people it said were Haitians. The first half of the year, it has expelled at least 67,000 more. And there is a report that high-risk non-citizens without IDs have been flying into the United States. It's an article from the Center Square contributor. Quote, 23 years after Islamic terrorists used planes to conduct the worst terrorist attack on U.S. soil, the federal agency created to protect Americans from national security threats, quote, cannot ensure that they are keeping high-risk non-citizens without ID from entering the country, end of quote. This is a report from the Office of Inspector General assessing several agencies within the U.S. Department of Homeland Security. Now, on CNN, Corey Lewandowski was on and talked about the illegal alien murderers that Harris and Biden let in, and the host got on him for mispronouncing Kamala Harris's name. Number 11, B as in boy.
You know what I can say, Jim? I can say that 13,099 murderers were let into this country, 16,000 rapists, 425,000 people in the last 4 years have been let into this country by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden's own Customs and Border Protection that are running around this country, Jim.
The other thing, too, it's Kamala Harris. I don't know. Is there? Why do you guys say Kamala? That is, it's Kamala Harris. I just...
Jim, we know that they're committing crimes against Americans. Why can't these individuals talk about the individuals who've been killed by illegal immigrants? 13,099 murderers have been led into this country by this administration's own accounting, and you guys don't want to talk about it.
Yesterday, one of the things that stood out.
So the issue is, why are you mispronouncing Kamala's name? Not the issue of illegal alien murderers who are in this country. And can somebody tell me, if you say Kamala, as President Trump does sometimes he says Kamala, as opposed to Kamala, how is that insulting, let alone racist? Now, this Latino voter on CNN, that's why it's relevant, CNN, offered reasons why this voter supports Trump. Number 12.
¿Por qué está apoyando President Trump?
Primero,
what are the three reasons you are supporting President Trump?
Tres razones. La familia,
family,
la vida, right, y el fin de la guerra.
An end of war.
Family, life, and end of war. Something's happening. Can we turn to Lisa, who is in California, Orange Vale. Lisa, you're on the Larry Elder Show. Thank you so much for calling. I appreciate it.
Hi, Larry.
Hi.
I've also decided to call myself Triple C, conservative childless cat lady. last hour, somebody was talking about if you're an illegal immigrant but you have a child that's a U.S. citizen because it was born here, you can apply for benefits or whatever. And that reminds me of something that I read a bit ago that I think people should know. How they manipulate the stats to demoralize U.S. citizens and force us to care so much more about illegal immigrants is if a child is born as a U.S. citizen because they're born on the soil, but their parents are illegal, and the parents apply for all these services, you know, welfare, food stamps, all of that, that's counted as a U.S. citizen. And I just want to point out, on people listening that are on the left, doesn't that bother you a little bit to be so manipulated like that a baby is counted as a U.S. citizen and therefore not getting all the services, even though the parents are the illegal ones and the ones collecting the benefits in the child's name.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't think it bothers people on the left. First of all, let me just back up. I don't believe that it is justified under our Constitution, under the 14th Amendment, that somebody on American soil who is a parent of a child of an illegal immigrant or illegal immigrants should be an American citizen. I know that's how we treat them, but there never really has been a direct Supreme Court case that suggests that that ought to be the case. And if you look at the legislation and what people said about the 14th Amendment when it was drafted and ratified, there was never a contemplation, in my opinion, that somebody who's the child of illegal parents and the child is born on American soil would automatically become an American citizen. Someday that's going to be tested, but I don't believe that that's the proper interpretation of the 14th Amendment. What you were talking about is this segment on MSNBC, of all places, that talked about how a child born here can request FEMA aid for his illegal parents. Number 11.
We do have a large agricultural workforce up there. And you did point out some are undocumented. One of the things I always remind people is FEMA has prohibited providing financial assistance directly to undocumented people. But a child born in the U.S. is a U.S. citizen. And we've done this in a lot of storms in Florida where we work with Red Cross and others, Catholic Charities. But if we can find a child that is born in the U.S., then they can register on behalf of their family for FEMA assistance. And those that can't, that's where we go to our volunteer agencies to meet the need.
So just to recap, Craig, so if mixed status family, so if it's a child born in the U.S. Of undocumented parents, that child can register and do it. And if not, then those people can go to NGOs?
Yes.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours, only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is, Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free, and for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800-4-RELIEF. See how in just a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 40-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term life insurance may only cost you about $100 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-TERM-LIFE. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-TERM-LIFE. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. For affordable term life insurance, call 800-TERM-LIFE. That's 800-TERM-LIFE.
If your approach to everyday aches and pains is to mask them, you know, feel better for a few hours only to have the pain return and then repeat the cycle all over again, it's time to try Relief Factor. And the good news is Relief Factor makes that easy. Their three-week quick start is just $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Instead of masking pain, Relief Factor helps eliminate it. How? Well, its unique formula of ingredients helps support your body's response to inflammation. Relief Factor was developed by doctors. It's 100% drug-free. And for so many people, the results are game-changing, even life-changing. So give it a try. Right now, their three-week quick start is just $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 1-800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number for relief. See how in a few weeks or even days, Relief Factor can reduce your pain. When you feel better, life is just better. So don't mask pain. Fight it naturally with Relief Factor.
Now back to the Sage, Larry Elder.
888-971-SAGE, 888-971-7243. I am Larry Elder. Christopher Chambers enlisted in the U.S. Navy and later graduated from SEAL training. While conducting a nighttime raid on a ship illegally transporting aid from Iran to the Houthi forces in Yemen, Christopher was reported missing. In the 8-foot-12s that night, he and other service members lost their lives. He was 37 years old and left behind a wife and young daughter. The Tunnel to Towers Foundation provided Christopher's family with a mortgage-free home. The foundation honors the legacy of those who have made the ultimate sacrifice or who are catastrophically injured while serving our country and our communities. The foundation is also working to eradicate veteran homelessness by providing housing assistance and services to those in need. Tunnel to Towers is committed to helping America keep its vow to never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of its greatest heroes. Help heroes who protect the freedoms we all enjoy. Donate $11 a month to Tunnel to Towers at t2t.org. That's T, the number 2T.org. Coming up, we're going to talk about this story in the Daily Mail about Doug Imhoff and the lack of interest in this story on the part of ABC, NBC, and on CBS. Kamala Harris has given a couple of different versions about where she says she was, what she said she was doing when she found out that Joe Biden decided not to run for re-election. Here is the first version she gave Dana Bash, number 22.
When he called you and said he was pulling out of the race, what was that like? And did he offer to endorse you right away, or did you ask for it?
We were gonna sit, we were sitting down to do a puzzle. And the phone rang, and it was Joe Biden. And he told me what he had decided to do. And I asked him, are you sure? And he said, yes. And but that's how I learned about it.
And what about the endorsement? Did you ask for it?
He was very clear that he was going to support me.
And recently, she gave an interview to two former NBA players, and here's what she said about learning about it. Number 21.
Look, from the time that the president called me and told me he wasn't running, I mean, it just, like, everything was in speedy, speedy motion. And I was not sleeping so well. And that one morning, I just, I mean, I had, I don't know, a few hours sleep, and I, you know, I'd like to sleep. I just got up, I was like, and so I just went out and got a pork roast and started marinating.
See, time to work. Get to your happy place.
And my family happened to be in town, so they were very happy about the whole situation. But I just got up and started, everybody asleep, I just got up and started cooking.
So, not entirely inconsistent, but it seems somewhat at variance with what she had said earlier. But, you know, we know that from time to time, she changes her position, doesn't she? 888-971-SAGE. Joe Biden joked that he may run back for re-election. He was joking. He was joking. I'm Larry Elder.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the third generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.